I can't even get that together hardly.
When we say the government's going to do such and such, I think we mean Washington, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering in those days what people meant, whether the government to them meant Pontotoc County or Washington or what they really meant by that.
Well, as I see, they meant the official place for any business to be handled, as near as I can get in what you're asking me. Of course, we have a near place now, and since them times, Jackson, Mississippi.
And so that's, people might mean then either Washington or Jackson.
I just, it's hard for me to get into what you were asking.
Well, I'm just was wondering how people felt about the national government, whether they felt very close to it, or then when you would go to the store, would you explain how you would go buy something? Suppose you needed something from the store. Would you explain where the store was, and suppose you wanted some flour. Would you explain how you go to the store and get some?
Yeah, well, it was at that time, and like in some time was that, was the grocery stores were in town just as they are now, and you might ask the question, if someone are leaving to go, what are you going after? Could I use it that way? And somebody would state, I'm going after some plow, and I got to have some meat, and got to have some meal. Such things like that. And that's as near as I can see in what you're asking me.
What I'm interested in is how people just spoke in those days about these ordinary things.
Yeah.
And suppose somebody would go to the store and buy a lot, and he couldn't get in his automobile and drive home, so he'd say, well, he'd be tired when he got home.
Yeah.
He'd say, well, look at all this that I toted or I lugged, or what would he say?
He'd say, well, what you ought to have done, says, they would name somebody that would be going to town the next day, maybe with their wagon or with their buggy. Say, we could have brought it. Says, well, I wouldn't have thought, and I wagged it all the way home. And he says, well, you ought to wait, ask. And then we could have told you we were going to town with our wagon or our buggy. Either way, you know. Are you going to town tomorrow? You should ask.
When somebody said I wagged it all the way home, it means that he put it in his arm or his back.
That's right.
I see.
Yes.
So he'd be tired.
Tired when you get home.
If somebody, if the grocer sold something for less than it cost him, you'd say, well, he's selling that at a...
too high.
Or if it cost, it could cost more than he's charging you, you'd say, well, that poor fellow is selling it at a, what would you call it, at a loss? Suppose the grocer wants to get rid of something.
Yeah.
And he sells it to you for less than he paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd say, well, he's selling that at a... Would you say he must be selling that at a loss?
That's right.
And I'm wondering, did they say that when you were young?
Yes, they've said that. I've heard it said.
Mm-hmm.
Said it oughtn't to cost you that much. He's selling it for over cost.
And suppose he sold it for under cost, how would they say that?
I don't see how he could have sold it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would say.
Mm-hmm.